Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, that song means it's October. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Phillies, Dodgers, Saturday night. And joining us now to talk about this and to help us unpack A.J. Brown's.
We don't have enough time for that.
I know we don't, but we'll try. Is Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how you doing?
I'm good. Have you cleaned off your console?
I did. I wiped it down a little bit, yeah.
Well, why were Joe's feet
up
here?
Well, you have to understand, see where my newsroom is?
Yeah.
I look directly across.
Yeah,
I see those bare feet all the time, and it's kind of gross. I didn't know they were up on your
Now, is he wearing sandals, and then the feet just happen to hop out of the sandals?
Yeah, well, he's got the boot on.
The boot. Because I wear sneakers and socks, right? It would be a lot for my bare foot to touch the console.
Yeah,
so I would have to take my socks
flip-flops.
Off.
Flip-flops. He's a flip-flopper.
Yeah. It's not summer, though. It's October now.
Yeah.
Flip-flop season is kind of...
Wait a minute. Jason, I don't flip-flops.
Well, Jason wears flip-flops all year long.
Yeah, he's country.
He's different.
Yeah. He's country.
Yeah, I mean, he's from Ohio.
It's all country out there. No, my family lives out there. I know now.
Rhea, first thoughts, Phillies, Dodgers, NLDS.
I'm excited. I mean, I'm just, you know, and the Reds provided very little, you know. Fight.
Cute story.
Although, they had bases loaded with no outs of the sixth and the eighth.
Yeah, they did. Yamamoto got out of the first one.
Yeah, and what you have to hope is that, you know, that's where the Phillies can pounce is, you know, in the later innings.
Yes.
Because, I mean, they're not putting Shohei out there for nine innings.
No. Their starters really only go six-ish, right? Yeah. So, and their bullpen, Rhea, that's their weakness. Now, I think
except for that guy last night,
Sasaki at the end.
Geez.
Yeah,
that was scary.
Yeah, well, he pitched here as a starter in April against us, but then he got hurt. Now he's in the bullpen. It's rare you get the toughest opponent off the jump. I mean, I don't think the Phillies will see anyone after this close to the Dodgers.
No. That's why if you get past them, you might be battle tested. Yep. But the Phillies, you know, what's funny is when I saw that Vegas had flipped on them, I went, oh, there's recency bias right there. They played the Reds.
Yeah.
I mean, the Phillies record against them this year.
4-2.
Yeah, 4-2.
Including winning the 2 out of 3 last month out there.
You know, and what they did was they waited and they pounced on their bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I kind of thought that was funny. I'm thinking, if the Reds were a tougher opponent, I could see that. But they weren't.
No. They were the epitome of, well, we have 6 teams that make the playoffs.
Yeah. Somebody was
a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah, that's exactly what they were.
They were definitely it. So I feel really positive about it just because the Phillies, although they're very much the same team with the core, they're deeper.
Yeah. Well, Bader changes things.
Kepler began playing well.
Marsh.
If you can get that bottom of the lineup, you know, last year it was a complete black hole.
Totally.
So now it's not.
So yeah.
That's what your hope is.
Yes, and this fellowship is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive VetMatch technologies to find your perfect Mattress.
When they put Hugh in the WIP Hall of Fame, yes. I think on the plaque it should talk about his transitions. No one transitions better in radio
Mr.
than Hugh Douglas.
Mr. Segway.
Yes. Yeah, I was about to say something, but then I was like, let me go ahead.
Wait, let me throw this in there. All right, Rhea, we'll get back to all the Philly stuff, but we got to unpack with you and everyone. A.J. Brown holding court yesterday with the media in the locker room. Let's go through some of what A.J. said as we've been waiting, you know, because Sunday happened. He didn't speak. He puts the tweet out. It blows up. Everyone else got to speak for him. So here's A.J. Brown yesterday talking about those frustrations, how they kind of boiled over on him.
First off, I want to start out by saying, obviously, Sunday after the game, I let my frustrations boil over. I didn't speak to the media. I had a chance to correct my frustrations, and I continued to let it boil over. That's on me. You know, I take full accountability on that, posting that. My message on Twitter wasn't directed at anyone in the building. Not my coaches, not my quarterback, my GM, nobody, you know. Like I said, I take full accountability. I have an open communication with all my coaches and with my quarterback as well. Me and my coaches, KP, Nick, we discuss weekly about trying to get this thing on the same page. There you go.
All right, so the opening statement there from A.J. Brown.
It wasn't directed to anyone in the building, my quarter, the janitor. Who is it? The Grubhub guy? Did he not listen to you?
You know what? I think that's
order?
Exactly who it
he
was.
He didn't bring your fries along with the milkshake?
Yeah, he said he would be there at 12. It came at 12:15. Yeah. So that's who it was at. All right, A.J. went on to talk about how although it wasn't towards anyone, he did make it clear it was about something, and it is fair to want the football. Here's A.J. yesterday.
I think it's fair to want the ball, to get us going. Like last week against the Rams, you know, I caught the sluggo, got the offense going next play, opened up for Dallas Goedert. The safety came over to my side and opened it up. So, you know, I don't think it's a bad thing for wanting the ball. It's not just for targets or anything to put numbers up. But, no, I see that we're struggling, and I'm a guy that wants the ball in those times when we can't find a way. Give it to me.
All right, so he said it wasn't towards anyone, but it was about wanting the ball. At least we have some sense of accountability here on what we're talking about.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. But, I mean, let's just call it what it is. He's talking about the quarterback because the quarterback is the one
who delivers the ball.
Yeah. And decides where the ball goes.
He's the Grubhub guy.
I wasn't talking about the quarterback. I was talking about that guy who's kind of like the quarterback. All right. Also, about that quarterback, he was asked directly about his communication with Jalen Hurts, and he went on to talk about how he communicates all the time with his coaches, Nick Sirianni, Kevin Petullo, and then I think it was Elliott that said, well, what about Jalen? Here is that answer.
AJ, you mentioned you talked to Sirianni and Kevin Petullo quite a bit. How about Jalen? Like, what's your chemistry like with Jalen as you guys try to get this fixed?
Yeah, so we're always working to get on the same page. It's not that much of communication because of, like, during the game, I'm not the person that's on the sidelines saying, give me the ball, so I don't understand where people say that he's forcing me the ball because I'm complaining. But and if you ask any of my teammates, I'm probably the quietest one on the sideline. I don't even go to the huddle during the timeouts. You know, I try to let the game come to me, and I don't even tell KP to call this and call that. You know, that's the player I am.
Hugh, your reaction to that? The way you spoke about Jalen there.
Kyle, could you do me a favor? Because I was processing. Could you just play that for me again? Because I want to hear something. Because I think a lot of times.
Are you busy hell diving again?
But no, because a lot of times when I listen to how he talks about Jalen.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I just want to make sure before I say what I'm about to say that I hear what I thought I heard.
AJ, you mentioned you talked to Sirianni and Kevin Petullo quite a bit. How about Jalen? Like, what's your chemistry like with Jalen as you guys try to get this fixed?
Yeah, so we're always working to get on the same page. It's not that much of communication because of, like, during the game, I'm not the person that's on the sidelines saying, give me the ball, so I don't understand where people say that he's forcing me the ball because I'm complaining. But and if you ask any of my teammates, I'm probably the quietest one on the sideline. I don't even go to the huddle during the timeouts. You know, I try to let the game come to me, and I don't even tell KP to call this and call that. You know, that's the player I am.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. and with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. We'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't understand. Okay, if there's a disconnect with you and the quarterback, why aren't you talking to him about the disconnect and trying to get on the similar page?
Doesn't communicate with him
that much. Yeah, that makes no sense to me. I mean, at my bag, I didn't mean to make you play the game, but I just wanted to make sure I understood what he was saying, because to be fair to AJ, a lot has happened in the last 24 hours.
Sure.
So I don't want to get on here popping off without all the information.
You don't want to get a tweet from AJ?
I would like for that to happen.
First of all, with all due respect to him, I ain't worried about him tweeting me or saying anything to me, because I work at 2400 Market Street, and I'm here
all that,
Monday
know,
through
yeah,
Friday,
know how to
10
you.
To 2. I mean, I'm not hard to find. But my thing is this. Okay, just like, for example, in the real world, if me and Joe have a problem, and it's directly affecting the show, I'm not going to talk to Kyle or anything like that. I'm going to talk to Joe.
Well, you will talk to Kyle and say, he's really driving me crazy.
Well, but I'll say that, but I have to
talk to Joe. Can't see that happening.
I'm going to talk to Joe, because Joe is the person that can directly affect the outcome in a negative or a positive way.
Well, this is where, I mean, it's very clear that there's a problem.
Yes.
Okay? And listen, they're 4-0. They won the Super Bowl. Yep. They were able to make it work last year.
When there was a problem then, too.
Yeah, and there was. And somebody's got to throw them in a room and say, you're not coming out. Until you
come to Jesus moment.
Yeah, well, just listen, we've all worked with people we may not particularly care for. And you eventually go, okay, here are my workarounds. Well, my workarounds are different than the workaround is, he's got to get me the ball. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, he did throw it to him nine times. Jalen was off in the second half. I mean, there's no other way to, you know, was there a couple times when maybe AJ didn't run the right route, but Jalen was off in the second half. He does... I think they have to say to AJ, occasionally, like, he's going to have a game like the Rams game where you have over 100 yards receiving. And the first half where everything was working. That's who Jalen is.
So what struck me about that was he said they're working on their communication and chemistry. Wouldn't you think these two would be at the point in their career where they'd have it like that? Like, there are some quarterbacks and receivers who play together a long time. And like, I remember Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers in their day, right? It was like he just turned around, the ball was there. They had a symmetry to the two of them. These two don't, obviously. And then, to your point, too, there is a way to communicate, I would think. You lived on a sideline, that you could communicate without popping off. Like, is it a big deal that if he went up to him and said, Jalen, I see this. If I go this way, I think we're going to have a shot play here. It feels like he doesn't speak to him during the game, and then after the game, he's upset that Jalen had thrown him the ball. Well, go tell him, I'm open here. If you see it, rip it.
And I'm saying that part of this is because I'm more mature now than I was in the past. I mean, that's a fact. and I'm more mature now, so I look at things differently. But
who do you think is less coachable, Jalen or AJ?
I would say right now, the way that it is, AJ, because he's really passive aggressive. He's really passive aggressive to the point where.
I mean,
it's annoying.
I'm talking about coachable on the field.
Well, AJ.
Okay.
I would say AJ because. It's obvious from the way that he handled yesterday that he's still not whole. He doesn't feel like it's been resolved. So he's doing what was asked of him to do, but he's still not happy. And that's the problem, because to me, if you have something on your chest that it compelled you to tweet last week, then when you get the chance to talk about it, speak on it. You know, like the kids say, stand on business.
Here's where I hear what you're saying, and I'm, you know, we're all trying to psychoanalyze
this. Yeah, of course.
No one on the team seems to have a problem with AJ, and that includes his coaches. I mean, so I'm just having.
I know what you're saying because Jalen's a little different.
That's my point is.
It's specific to those two.
Yeah, I know.
But he's the quarterback.
Well,
though.
He is a quarterback. But what I'm saying
and he's
is,
winning.
You know, yeah, he's winning until he goes two halves in which he has a negative 100,000 yards.
Yeah, and see, that's the unfortunate. Like, here's the thing, Rhea. Because I pick up what you're putting down. But the bottom line is...
Is that, I'm just saying, A.J. may be doing his job,
mm-hmm.
and the quarterback might not be doing what he's supposed to be doing. I'm talking strictly football.
And, yeah. and the bottom line is, and that all might be true, but they're winning.
Yeah.
And it's hard to argue with that. That's why I try to tell these two yahoos every day.
Wow.
And I say that
they're
with love.
They're not you peoples?
No, I say that with love. But the NFL, at the end of the day, is a bottom line business.
Oh, yeah.
And
but see,
we
live bottom line in 23. So that it's a fear people have.
And AJ lived it too.
Yeah.
And they all did. And,
you know, that's a great point.
Jordan Jordan Mailata, after, what was it, the second game of the year? He said that. He referenced in the locker room, I think it was David Murphy had a quote from him, after the game, we're not going to do 23 all over again. So it's in their heads too that, like, just because you win doesn't mean that there's nothing wrong.
Yeah. No, and I would say this as well, that a lot of times you know something's wrong, but you depend on others or the coaches
to
try
it.
To correct it because this is a week-to-week thing.
No.
And you know, as a player, you say, hey, man, we're not playing well, but hey.
We're winning.
4-0. Yeah. We get it next week. We got another opportunity. We work hard this week. We get it next week. But it's obvious that whatever is happening between those two is carried over every week. It's carried over.
Let's throw
and
the
that's the problem.
Last one in here from A.J. Brown. Kyle, let's play that last one, talking about how optimistic he is that this will get fixed moving forward.
Are you confident that this will get fixed offensively?
I'm very optimistic, man. I trust my coaches. You know, I trust Jalen to we can get this thing figured out. We're working towards it. And so because we see it at times, it's just the inconsistent. It's start to be consistent, you know, and that's where the frustration comes in at because of, you know, as of last year, you would look back and you see like Saquon was on a historic pace. We're running the ball, but we weren't passing the ball too well, right? So now in this year, we're struggling a little bit running the ball, and also we're still struggling passing the ball. So it's just like, all right, let's get this thing fixed before we run into a serious team. And now we learn from losing instead of learn from winning, you know. So that's the message.
You know, he doesn't say many profound things. I thought he said something that was profound. The inconsistency is becoming consistent.
Well, yeah.
That was pretty strong, and he's right. That's true.
The thing with AJ is I kind of appreciate him on the one level because as Hugh knows, being the recipient of many text messages during Eagles games, I'm extraordinarily emotional when I'm, you know, just watching the game. I can't imagine being AJ and being in the game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then by Wednesday, I'm a little bit more sanguine. So, like, I
just like AJ.
Just like AJ was fine yesterday. And I think that they know that that's what he is.
So I agree with that. The one thing that he said there, though, Hugh, is almost, as I heard him, he was almost working through how he's felt the last year. And last year, he didn't love it, but the running game was so good, he dealt with it, right? Like, I'm not getting my numbers, but look, we're winning. Saquon's running for 150, 200 yards. Well, I can't get my numbers. This year, he's like, wait a second. Run game's not working. Why am I not getting my numbers? Like, nothing's working.
See, and everything you're saying is true, but it makes him look selfish when you're 4-0.
It makes you feel like you're bigger than everything.
Yes, and that's the problem. That's where the problem lies because, like I said, man, the one thing that I will always preach on this station, and it's the truism, this is a bottom line business. So it's about winning. Mm-hmm. And long as Jalen is winning, Jalen ain't got to come in there and speak to nobody. Like, that's a fact. He can be as dysfunctional, as distant as he wants to be. He can be as goofy or as stoic as he wants to be. As long as on Sunday, when he's out there, no matter how it looks, it could be a game where he throws for 98 yards. As long as he's winning that game.
We're going backwards now. No, I'm just saying, we almost had that in week two.
Was it 1-on-1?
But what I'm saying is
this. We did this.
And we're going to sit here and we're going to complain about it, but the Eagles will be 5-0.
Yeah.
And it's the only thing that matters. Yeah. And if we go this whole season and it's like that and AJ's not happy, then guess what's going to happen? AJ going to get his ass up out of here. That's a fact because the quarterback's winning. And that's the thing that I think that as a dynamic and great receiver as AJ is, he doesn't understand that.
Well, the part when you said it makes him look selfish. Rhea, this past game, I know it's been different kind of games. This past game, the offense was better before they started targeting him. Jalen was efficient. The offense was good, right? It was the creative place to get Goddard in the red zone.
Yeah,
Second half, they tried to get AJ the ball. They didn't move it.
I didn't understand that play calling at all.
In the second half.
Yeah, I mean, it was just...
It almost felt forced to AJ.
It did. And so that's why I wonder what happened at halftime.
Yeah, who said what?
And listen, clearly the Buccaneers changed their defense in the second half. Yep. Hugh, did you notice if they were spying...
I didn't notice that. It just seemed like it got bogged down. But there's a chance that probably was.
They clearly changed what they were doing.
There's a chance that was.
Felt
probably
like they were blitzing more in the first half, and the second half they pulled back. But
Jalen played a little bit more zone.
But Jalen felt like they were blitzing, like they were almost tricking him to think we're coming, then they weren't.
Is that the sim pressure thing where they're just simulating that they're doing it, but they weren't?
Yeah, like they'll show it, disguise it, or whatever, come to the line and then back off.
He felt more comfortable with somebody running right to his face.
I totally agree.
Like, kind of faking it out.
Yeah, he almost was thinking there was pressure, and there really wasn't much.
I did think at halftime. Remember when they're going to halftime? I go, I wish halftime wasn't now.
I know. They were rolling. Yeah.
And I went, well, but it's just been too good.
Yeah, it was a momentum killer halftime.
It really was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Let's go to Alex in Bethlehem up. What's up, Alex?
Hey everyone. Good morning. How is everyone?
Good morning, Alex. Hey. What's up, buddy?
Oh my God, it's the greatest time of year, right? The birds are 4-0. We got the playoffs, Red October coming up. The weather's beautiful. It is just the greatest time of year.
It is my favorite month of the year. I think it's the best sports month of the year every year, October. And when the Phillies are, you know, in a spot they are now, it makes it even better.
And Joe, you called this NL East race back in May. Again, I think in August, people were just
Well, he called it, and then they got swept by the Mets.
Yeah. So, but you see, I was living in the big picture. Everyone else was living in the small picture.
See,
yes.
I
was focused on the big stuff. But yeah, Alex, people were not happy when they got swept. It was my fault. I jinxed it. But here we are. So we're good now.
Yeah. You jinxed it right to a 13-game division.
That's right.
Please.
That's right. Blame me for this. Yep.
So, guys, real quick, we have LA coming in. I'm definitely a little bit nervous, but I'm feeling good, and here's why. Number 61, Christopher Sanchez. This guy has, you know, become one of the elite pitchers in Major League Baseball. He's obviously going to get the ball in game one, and I think he's going to get the ball again in game four. There are 2 days of rest, you know, during this week. And look, I think Sanchez is going to get the ball. I think he's going to dominate both games. And he has a lot of success against some of these Dodge hitters like Freeman and Otani.
Yeah, and Alex, this is his chance to go to a different level here for us as fans. I mean, we all respect him, and he's a good pitcher. I mean, look, he's going to finish top two or three in Cy Young. He had a great year. But, Rhea, if he goes out and pitches great in game one and four, he goes to, like, a different level for
us. That contract is ridiculously team-friendly.
It's the best contract in the city.
I think in all of sports, it might be.
It might be. I mean, he's a Cy Young caliber pitcher for, like, $5 million a year.
Did you see the list that came out? CBS put their list together. Top 25 Major League Baseball postseason players right now.
So of the 10 teams or whatever.
Top 25.
I didn't see it.
Three Phillies on it. Who do you think's on it?
Schwarber.
Yes, he's 13.
Is Duran on it as a reliever?
No.
Okay, so they're going more like full-time players. Well, I guess Sanchez, if you're speaking about
it. Sanchez is number three.
It's Trey or Bryce? Trey?
Nope.
Bryce?
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
Bader?
Nope.
Who are we missing?
I love this. This is fun.
No Duran.
No Duran.
So it's Schwarber and it's Sanchez.
Yes.
Let's start there.
So Sanchez is third. Mm-hmm. Schwarber is 13. Coming in at number 23 is Ranger Suarez.
Ranger.
Wow.
It was. I was fascinated by the list because they said... The two people that they really didn't want to leave off the list were Trey Turner and, Tucker. Tucker. So, and then at the end, there were like 10 guys mentioned. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these guys didn't make it. He was kind of thrown in with the also-rans.
Bryce.
Yes.
Well, we're just looking at the 2025 season, he was not his normal self.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. But, you know, I think it was either DeCamera or James Seltzer said, somebody send that list to Bryce Harper right now.
I know.
Because... What we do know is he's got a lot of pride.
Well, Rhea, we were talking about this yesterday, Hugh and I, and Hugh wasn't with us at 22, but in 22, he was hurt for a lot of the year. Remember, he had the thumb and the elbow. Mm-hmm. And in September, he didn't hit well, and then postseason showed, and he just turned a switch.
Well, and he was the only guy hitting last year.
I expect Bryce to be Bryce in the playoffs. Yeah. This is what he lives for.
100%.
I expect a big Bryce Harper.
Put that list up at his, you know, locker.
We should get that to the Phillies. I mean, Hugh's doubting him. CBS is doubting him.
See how
are you a Harper hater?
I'm not.
He's a doubter. He's a doubter.
Do not buy into what these two yahoos are saying. I was just saying, with the way that the team is presently constructed, we don't need him to have that Herculean effort that he's had to have in the past. That's all I was saying.
We still need it. He was lowering the bar for Bryce.
I wasn't lowering the bar. I was just like, you know, you guys like,
you are a Garrett Stubbs uplifter.
Is this the guy Kyle, is this the guy who said that Harper should be moving runners?
Yes.
Why are you giving them cannon fodder? Why are you doing that?
He basically turned him into a single
hitter. Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah. Move runners.
Yes.
You are a disaster.
Thank you very much.
Succinctly put there by Kyle. All right, Rhea, we appreciate you hopping in. Enjoy this weekend.
Disaster is underrated.
Sleep the next couple days, because we got Saturday, we got Sunday, we got Monday.
It's ridiculous.
This is a lot.
I love this time of year and I hate this time of year.
Yeah, it's the best.
When you guys work middays, it's easy.
It is easier, yeah, I will say.
Hugh's waking up at 8:30, motoring all in.
Yeah. You're hoping for easy outs on Monday night before
Listen, this is how bad it is. I'm rooting for the 6:08 start on Saturday as opposed to
that extra half hour makes a difference.
It's huge for me. I just want to make it clear to everybody.
I agree. All right, we appreciate Rhea coming in. 215-592-9494. Are coming up. Your phone calls on all this. Do you feel better now after AJ spoke yesterday? And do you expect, are you in the camp of hope the Phillies beat the Dodgers or expect them to beat the Dodgers? We'll get more on this coming up. Plus, Jason Kelce spoke both in his podcast and on the morning show today on WIP. Interesting take on the situation with AJ Brown. All coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, by now you've heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry Whiskey. It's the real deal, people. It's bold, vibrant blackberry, softened with a creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It's the new touchdown at your tailgate. It will be once you go get it, because you got to go get it. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Blackberry. Head over to your local fine wine and good spirit store and grab yourself a bottle of Jack Daniel's Blackberry to make your own Jack Daniel's Blackberry Lemonade. And remember to tailgate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.